you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I sit in the toilet for more than 10 minutes. My legs fall asleep. The guy's saluting. 24 hours?
24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Puts down the walk on his arm, but still. Just the ants crawling up that thing.
Yeah, your feet would get to your legs, and your feet would get tired.
Yeah, amazing.
Just standing for 24 hours.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah, somebody bring him a camp chair.
Yeah.
And a prop for his elbow.
Give the guy a break.
So he can keep saluting.
I don't know if that would have quite the same effect. You sit there with his arm propped up, just hanging out.
All right, Nick, for your benefit, John sent an email here, briefly explaining money laundering. And specifically what's going on in Ozark. You watch the Netflix series Ozark.
A bunch of frat boys are getting COVID. The TV show.
Right. People on Ozark are money laundering by putting cartel cash in the cash boxes in the casino.
Yes.
That makes the take of the casino look larger than what it really is, hence putting cartel money into the income stream of the casino, which is owned by the cartel. When the feds start getting wise to this by inspecting the cash boxes before going to the floor, they start paying stooges to take cartel money and lose intentionally. That's what one guy
does. That's the part I'm at.
At the tables, providing the same result.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what. So it being owned by the cartel, that's what confused me, because I thought the characters owned it.
Yeah. Well, on paper they do. Yeah.
Yeah, because then I don't know how they don't keep track of the transfers that are going into the offshore accounts. Wouldn't that raise a flag?
Yeah.
Yeah, money laundering's hard. But some guys are good at it, apparently. Yeah,
yeah. Jason Bateman apparently is really good
at it. Old Marty Bird?
Yeah, old Marty Bird.
Yeah. Well, he does say he doesn't get it exactly right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you do have to take some liberties for a TV show.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Say that, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't have exactly right.
Yeah.
Because you got to get, you got to have a TV show.
Right.
Yeah, you can't get too in the weeds.
Yeah.
Or you lose the audience.
A little bit more about this.
which we just did. Yeah. Go ahead.
A little bit more about this staff sergeant, retired Marine staff sergeant that did the.
How old a guy was he?
No matter
what age it is,
I don't know. He did the standing salute for 24 hours. Now, his wife says he started the tradition of standing for long periods of time back in 2002. Where he would stand and salute thousands of Rolling Thunder motorcyclists for hours. For the 24 hours, he abstained from water, food, and bathroom breaks.
And I must bear the punishment, huh?
Wow.
Well,
that's some mind control there.
Yeah, a lot of control. But that's a Marine.
Yeah, it is.
And it didn't say if he had a thing to prop up his elbow so he could salute the whole time?
He's been practicing for 100 years.
See the other Marines go, man. You know, we always knew Jim was kind of nuts, but good job, Jim.
Yeah.
Because that's tough to do.
And his saluting hand must be much stronger than his other hand.
All right.
Yeah.
At least his arm.
Yeah, his arm.
Yeah, it'd be the probably the shoulder area that gets the most work.
Yeah, he's probably got a big shoulder. One big shoulder.
Yeah, that'd be hard. I mean, I sleep with my arm in the same spot, and I have to, pull it out and from under the pillow with the other arm.
I know.
Yeah, he probably looks like a tennis player where, one arm is bigger than the other.
Yeah.
So, he's 45. Whoa. And, a badass.
Oh, he's a total badass.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That is a badass.
Yeah. I don't even want to look at this next story here. It's about Twitter. That helps.
Is it because they're actually starting to label Trump's tweets as lies?
Yeah, that story. I don't want to do that one.
I know, but they are. They've actually finally said, yeah, we'll label his lies.
Yeah, Twitter has been fact-checking the president, and he says that's interfering with the election.
Of course it is.
That's what he says.
Of course it is.
That's all he says now. He's got nothing.
He says
he's got nothing.
If you fact-check him, you are interfering in the election because in order to get elected.
Because my morons believe lies.
Yeah.
Right.
In order to get elected, people have to. I have to lie.
Right.
That's it. He's tweeting to his base. He ain't tweeting to you.
No, he's only tweeting to a base. And there are lies, a lot of them, so they just say, hey, these are lies.
Twitter, in a rare move, inserted blue exclamation marks beneath tweets about mail-in ballot fraud, saying his claims are misleading and they urge users to get the real facts.
They will not take down baseless murder accusations.
No, not at all.
No. They leave those up. I think they
would. You see the murder accusation against Trump now.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty interesting. God tweets.
The tweet of God.
He's got 6.1 million followers, God does. I didn't realize. I think he'd have more.
Yeah, he'd really be more.
But we follow him. 6.1 million followers God has.
Did they take that tweet down?
Well, they went. That guy goes into details about some story about Trump killed a woman because she was pregnant years ago, and then he paid. So it's really in-depth. I'm not going to say it right here on the radio, but you go to the tweets of God. And you should follow God. Even an atheist, we follow God.
Right. Yeah. Right. Who is that guy? Who is the tweet of God?
Don't know. But he goes into details about how this went away, and a cop came out years and said, a big casino guy, I made some things go away for this guy. It's really interesting. But if that was all out there in the mainstream media, maybe it's going to, they won't touch that because mainstream media has some ethics. Even the fake news has some ethics. But God tweeted it.
Yeah, it's weird that the fake news is only the news that you don't want to be out there.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Everything else is fine.
That's the definition of fake news. Yeah. News I do not agree with.
So this started because all that crap against Scarborough, and he had nothing to do with this woman. And the husband is in major pain saying, listen, well, you got to stop this. This guy's using the death of my wife.
Now, the explanation I heard before was they don't take presidential tweets down because, you know, it's a historical archive.
Well, they leave them up, but then that's still crap, though. They can do what they want.
Yeah.
Because they're Twitter. But I want them to keep showing his tweets. I love that they're going to label them as lies. That's the best outcome, I think.
Yeah.
They take him away, we stop seeing how crazy he is. They leave him up there, we know how nuts he is.
See, I look at Twitter frequently, but I wouldn't know, the blue exclamation point. I wouldn't even know that that's what it meant.
Well, it does now.
Yeah. That means you're verified.
Well, that's fairly new, isn't it?
The blue exclamation point?
Yeah, I don't know. No.
The check mark is verified.
Oh, okay.
Verified.
No, this is brand new. It just started. They want to tell you who's lying.
Yeah, this is a new thing.
Right. Because we would be put off if we lied about major things. But they...
Oh, yeah. They would probably suspend our account if we baselessly accuse someone of murder.
Right.
Well, do they do that if you're just, putting a joke up?
No.
Jokes. It's like a joke that continues. They have to be this is a joke.
But the president,
Twitter's a cesspool.
It is a cesspool. And the president kind of made Twitter, doubled it up, made it more famous than it already was.
Yeah.
That's why they're saying they're not taking him down completely, but they got to say he's lying, and they're going to do that now.
Well, I don't think they take him down because cable news has his tweets up all day.
I know. If you stop me from lying, I love that. You stop me from lying, I can't win.
A tweet of God is some guy named David Adam Haverbaum, comedy writer.
He's good.
He used to work on The Daily Show.
Okay.
Now, it is only fair to note that a West Virginia letter carrier is being charged with attempted election fraud.
Oh, one guy, yeah.
After trying to change the party affiliation on requests for absentee ballots.
We vote by mail here in Nebraska.
Thomas Cooper admitted to altering the requests as a joke from Democratic to Republican. And so... some of the Democrats, five Democrats, got a Republican primary ballot, therefore skewing the results of the entire state.
You're being facetious, but people buy
that. Well, that's what they're saying. No, I'm actually not.
Well, the way you're saying it.
What was said in the article.
Yeah, I know.
The Attorney General Patrick Morrissey says that this is a federal offense.
Overseas troops been voting for mail for years. We vote for mail here. Everybody votes. A lot of states vote for mail. He's lying to you.
and they have defrauded all West Virginians of a fair election, is what he says. Now, this guy admitted to being responsible for delivering mail to three towns where the requests were mailed, and it's either five or eight voters that he just said, send me a Republican thing instead of a Democrat thing, or the other way around.
Didn't change who they voted for.
Yeah, he said he was just messing with people.
Right. See?
The Fed show up. What are you doing?
The tweet of God has 6.1 million followers and follows only one person.
Oh, I read that.
Bieber, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. I think I remember. Justin Bieber.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's funny. Like, the voting by mail makes more sense because there's an actual paper ballot.
Yes.
The thing that freaks me out about the election is when you just, like, you know, if you just hit a button on a screen, who knows if that's being counted? And there's no record of it if there's not a receipt.
Especially when the president's daughter has patents on a few of those.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a Netflix documentary about psychedelics, acid stuff. And it shows a bunch of celebrities. I watched the previews.
I think Lewis is in that,
isn't
he?
There's a ton of celebrities talking up the pros and cons of psychedelics that have all done them.
The explanation that pops up on Netflix says that Anthony Bourdain and Carrie Fisher are included in that.
There's a bunch of people. I saw Anthony Bourdain in some documentary yesterday when he was still alive, obviously. What's it called, Puss? Looks interesting. It's on Netflix.
Have a Good Trip, Adventures in Psychedelics.
Yeah, a lot of famous people you'd recognize talking about their trips.
Yeah, the first one that pops up on the trailer when it starts here is Sting.
Yeah. Grass was talking to Sting. He was in a field, and the grass blade started talking to him.
It'll do. They'll do that.
Yeah. Hey, man, we're a field of gold.
Yeah, that's what it was. That might have been the inspiration for that song.
Yeah.
It'd be harder to trip now. You can't leave the house.
All right.
I ain't going to
trip at balls with the kids around.
Yeah. Take a walk.
Yeah, never come back.
Yeah.
Well, you don't lose your mind.
No, but he wouldn't know where he was at.
No, with the kids, it would be like, have giant pupils. Like, you want to play basketball, Dad? You're just staring at the basketball.
You say that like they're not used to it.
I think they used to be being a little baked.
Don't ask Dad. You stare at the basketball again.
The Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies.
What if there's a whole universe on this basketball?
Yeah.
Could be.
Or MAPS, the organization behind MDMA research.
That'd be is that Molly?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is experiencing rapid success with their phase 3 clinical trials examining how MDMA can treat PTSD.
Is MDMA the same as ecstasy? And ecstasy the same thing?
As I understand it.
X, you suck face of the dude in the van.
That is not necessarily true.
100% of the time.
You don't have to.
Yeah you can say you can say no.
You don't have to, but you want to.
You don't want to.
Yeah, apparently not.
According to MAPS founder Rick Doblin, the FDA is set to approve MDMA-assisted therapy for PTSD by 2022. They think the treatment will become widely available the next year.
Progressives always win. Somebody's going to fight this.
Now, they say this research does not mean that you can just go drop your MDMA, your Molly, as a cure-all for PTSD. This does combine the MDMA with traditional psychotherapy. While you're tripping, trained professionals guide patients to therapeutic outcomes. They're saying that this has been tested so well that they're just sure that it's going to get approved by the FDA.
Pretty cool.
And that generally in this process, 20 to 30% of the drugs or therapies make it through this process, they're saying. And this one is so stellar, so many people are helped, that it's just flying through.
So cleared a bunch of hurdles.
Yeah, yeah. And continues to.
Not in a good life. We can't get medical marijuana. To.
Doesn't matter.
They say
I know this
in
doesn't
the
matter. I'm just saying.
They say in the pharmaceutical drug development community, this is what you dream about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So someday soon, I could get my shrink to prescribe me mushrooms.
Yeah, if you
that's
if you
not like, MDN, that's not Molly.
Or Molly.
Yeah.
I'll take the Molly.
You're laying on the couch and she's getting you through your trip. You just can't go home and listen to Floyd.
And it's not just getting you through your trip.
Right. Yeah.
No, you have to.
She's digging into your soul, basically.
You don't have to be tripping when you're at the shrink's office.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Well, that's kind of the point.
I watched
with this.
The Cary Grant documentary. That's what he's doing. He's on the couch in the early '60s doing this with his tripping. Wow. Yeah, you have to be with them, Tom.
Well, that's a long session.
Yeah. Well, you think it's long?
Because if you take a full dose of Molly, I don't know how long does that last.
Hours.
You? Yeah.
Well, she might only stay in there with you half.
Well,
hour.
Who knows? Well, what dose are they going to give you? Full dose recreationally may not be a full dose medicinally.
And are you taking acid at the same time?
No.
Probably not. Probably not a good interaction.
We called it candy flipping.
Did you?
Yeah. That's when things got weird.
Oh, that's when it was.
Yeah.
So you've done that?
Yeah.
Molly and acid at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
How old were you at the time? 20s?
17, 18.
Oh, you're pretty young. Okay, so your brain could handle that.
It's
not developed at all.
This is the result.
Was it a good buzz?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we made some very questionable decisions.
Dr. Mina, she's going to call.
Right.
And finally, Nick. And you go, we're going to know exactly what she's talking about.
I think you should assume the title of the biggest druggie of us all. Because none of us have done that, except for Nick.
And I'm thinking she might lead with that.
Yeah.
That might not be "and finally."
Yeah.
That might be, first off, Nick.
Yeah, but it turns out Nick was a medical pioneer.
No, I'm sure.
That's one way of looking at it.
We just had some rave parties.
Yeah.
You might be playing a little fast and loose with terminology there.
That's the only thing that makes that music any good, right? That's the only reason it exists, because of those kind of drugs, because it sucks otherwise.
Yeah. I had some CDs in my collection that I would have to be on a lot of hallucinogenics to enjoy.
Yeah, you
that
put
music
them on
again.
When you're sober, you go, why am I listening to this crap, right?
Yeah.
When you buy the Molly, does it come with the glow sticks?
No, that's on you.
Okay.
you shouldn't do Molly. If you're 17, Todd, I'd say do Molly, but don't do it now.
No, I've never tried it and probably never will.
I wouldn't think so.
If there was like an adult, like if or the dose that that came from a pharmaceutical place that you knew like what it was going to be, but still like it's been so long that I wouldn't even know what the effect would be.
You suck face with your buddy like Craig did with the guy in the van?
That is not true.
No, I did not.
Okay, good.
We would like try to, we would hang out with girls.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, so that's an option, huh, Craig?
Does that come in pill form? Is it liquid?
I was at a party record.
They were just like like pills.
Yeah.
Like tablets. They would have like logos on them, like a Mercedes logo or a smiley face or whatever.
Oh, yeah. What movie was Go. The Jay Moore movie.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Jay Moore, Katie Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess some people might see it as a peace sign instead of a Mercedes logo.
Well, yeah, I don't know how you'd confuse the two.
Never thought of that way.
I suppose
it
could
be the peace sign, yeah.
13-year-old Jack Rico out of La Mirada, California, has 4 associate's degrees from Fullerton College.
13 years old.
And he's going to be continuing his education at the University of Nevada on a full scholarship.
I was gonna say, get a bachelor, you puss.
How do you get
4? Right, 4 associates.
So it's like an associate of arts, associate of science.
It's associate. Degrees are 2 years. They're 2 years. That's
I'm
all
not familiar with these degrees.
How old's the kid?
13.
He gets an associate's of skateboarding.
Right.
He plans to pursue a bachelor's degree in history. He said that he's just 13, so he doesn't want to rush everything.
Yeah. I don't want to work. I'm 13.
He doesn't want to rush everything.
Yeah.
since he's going to college at age 13.
That's good, though, that he's still got plans to get a completely useless degree.
He says he's still trying to figure it out, but he just wants to focus on learning right now. He entered college at the age of 11, earned those four associate's degrees in 2 years. When he's not studying, Jack says he loves to play video games.
Who's your roommate? He's cute. He's 13. So I think they're going to room this guy with some dude, some 18-year-old freshman. Yeah, lay off the roommate. He's 13.
Yeah,
I
know
your roommate. He's cute.
I know somebody with a history degree. It's useless.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
stupid.
Person or that degree?
Yes.
Not even in secondary education or not teaching?
No.
Oh, just history.
Just got
Bachelor of Arts history.
Yeah.
Well, that is dumb.
Yeah.
at least get the teaching certificate.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. It's coming from two broadcast degree guys right here.
Hey, we're using ours.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Some college.
Yeah.
Yeah. Using that.
Some college. Putting it to use.
All right. Don't candy flip. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
That'd be a weird night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.